I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this sixth day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out there in Stone Mountain.
All right, now.
And all the fans out in Stone Mountain of John Pizzarelli.
Okay.
Jazz guitarist. I ain't played him in a minute, but it's his birthday today, so I thought we'd throw a little John Pizzarelli. You could go wrong. You could do a whole lot worse than going to see this dude live.
I know, that's right.
Man, oh man.
Right?
I always think of Chris Berman when I see this guy's name, but today is Burt Blylevin's birthday.
Okay.
You know, he used to do those little things. Burt be home by 11. He stole that from Richard Pryor. you remember he did that?
Yep.
Burt
yep.
be home by 11. And also celebrating a birthday today, mentioned a couple guys earlier. On the same day.
Same day.
Brett Boone
mm-hmm.
and Paul Rudd.
And Paul, both times? Both?
Yeah, both times.
Hey, okay.
Both them guys are Paul Rudd and Brett Boone.
Okay.
Born on the same day, celebrating a birthday today. And on this day, we mentioned earlier, Don Rickles.
Oh, man.
We lost Don Rickles on this day a couple years ago. But also, a dude's face who was in my home my entire life, it seemed like. There was magazines, things like that. His face was always in my home. We were talking about hairy faces earlier and pork chop sideburns.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Earl Graves on this day.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black Enterprise.
There you go. That magazine was always in my house. Also, I want to just make clear, because I mentioned it earlier, yes, I'm going to do a little self-serving. Beauty in Black,
mm-hmm.
finished up season one, is on Netflix. And don't have the exact date in front of me, but it's around the corner coming up. Season two of Tyler Perry's Beauty in Black.
Okay.
And I have been blessed with a much, much bigger role in season two. Everybody, you guys, listen, I've hesitated to say it. I'm not going to say nothing more. But it was just kind of a crazy time. And then at some point when that gets going, let's talk about what I was like during that time. Because it was fun. It was different. It was hard. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Basement flooded. All kinds of stuff happened during that time. So I wanted to get that out there. Also, I think that's it.
At all?
You ready to move on?
You sure?
I just left that from casting call. It was hanging around there, and I don't want that stuff. I'll get to James Bond stuff in the last bit, because I have a way to fix that, and your Indiana Jones.
Okay.
We'll save that. But these Braves.
Yeah.
Do we have any sort
of— for nothing to the Marlins.
To the Marlins. They had a chance. They had their chances to score some runs yesterday. But this is— we're in that area. You know how I am. You treat it differently, but I don't start thinking about what I'm seeing right now, short of there being injuries that'll be gone. But the Braves are just the opposite. They got guys coming back. So I ain't sweating what I'm watching right now. I'm really not. And there's been nobody who I've seen right now, other than putting Marcelo Ozuna in left field. I'm good with what Brian Snitker's doing.
He's doing what he has to do.
Exactly.
He's doing what he has to do, right? A.J. Smith-Schauber, 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, struck out 6 in his start. So not the best. as he falls to the Marlins, and they're going to, you know, weather permitting, they're going to get one of good. Grant Holmes is going to start today against, man, it gets tougher for the Braves, Sandy Alcantara, and that's the best guy they got on their staff, mm-hmm. and that's who they're throwing today. Like I said, weather permitting, I think we got a 1:35 start time for Braves and Marlins today.
And I wish we could say we got that game for you, but unfortunately we don't.
We don't have that. But, you know, I hope it's been a good weekend for folks going out to the ballpark, seeing the new additions that have been made out there. They've done some new things.
The kids' little area there?
Yeah, they've done a lot of new things to the ballpark, getting ready for the All-Star game. We're All-Star City. We have another one of those big events that we love to host in our part of the world, and that's coming up. We hope that we have some players playing in the All-Star game as we're going to host it. You know what I mean?
All right,
the way things are starting out, you know, hey – you know, we don't want to have to draft a player. You know, sometimes you just draft a guy on the team just to have somebody from the team. We hope that somebody is playing well and has earned, that several players will have earned spots on this All-Star team as they play here in town.
You know, maybe this is a Grant question. Maybe you know it. How much more time does Acuña have on his contract?
I don't know. It's pretty long.
Okay. I thought we were getting closer to when he was going to be. You know, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years out, but, you know, check that out. I just felt like, man, with these contracts that are being given, and now he gets a year to heal, coming back, looking like the dude who started off the season stealing 70 bases.
Well, that's the thing. We got to see. We got to see how he modifies how he plays.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the thing, you know. And I think he even alluded to that this spring, that he's going to have to modify. You know, and that's just it. We've only seen this guy play in one speed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the beauties of going to see him. He plays that way. That's why you buy a ticket to go see this guy. You're going to see something amazing. There's a chance of you seeing something incredible.
You'll get your
money's worth. He plays, right? But, you know, he's the one thing that experience teaches you. You have to dial some things back, especially if you want to be there to play and be a part of what this team really wants you to do. And he wants to play, obviously. He wants to be out there. So let's see how he dials it back, how he manages that and modifies that.
He upsets pitchers because of what he's already done. Whether he does it again or tries to approach that doesn't really matter. He has set the tone for when he gets on base, he really makes them nervous. He's made pitchers nervous throughout his career. But what he's done, he ain't got to do that again. He didn't even have to come close because he's won the mental game.
True. And that's such a big part of it, right?
Yeah.
That's such a big part of it. But even with that, you know, the pitchers will still want to see what he chooses to do and how he modifies things, how mm-hmm. he's dialed it back, just to manage some things. How to still be aggressive, but at the same time, you know, be a little bit smarter about what you do, throwing your body around because you want to be able to play.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I was looking at the other day. I don't know if he's going to be on the shelf for a while, but I saw that Justin Verlander had to exit a game early. I bring that up because I absolutely believe we have seen our last 300-game winner in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's confirmed now.
Oh, for sure.
The Scherzer ain't going to get there.
Yeah.
And I think Verlander was the closest, 250 or whatever he was. But
and the pitchers going forward, the way they're handled right
exactly,
now, you know,
exactly.
You know, that's the other thing. You got guys who are just, you know, programmed if they can get the 5 innings. That's mm-hmm. what you're hoping for with pitchers these days and how frequently they go out and have chances to start. Yeah, you're not going to see that again.
And that's the other thing that we talk about records, whether it's in baseball or one of the other sports. The thing with we're watching right now with Gretzky and Ovechkin, and that was supposedly an unbreakable record. Well, here we are. He's one goal away from passing him. But the way they play hockey now, I'm not that in tune with how the game has changed in the subtle ways that keep people from scoring as many goals as they did or once did. I don't know that. Maybe they will approach what Ovechkin's done. Because we talked about Kareem for the longest time, but then basketball instituted a three-point line.
Right.
Boom, here we go.
Right.
So I don't know. But I do believe that 511 wins will never be touched in baseball.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think we see 300.
I think it's official. We don't see 300 again.
Yeah.
Now, what you do at the plate, we can speculate on the baseball and the bat and all that other stuff and the size of parks. That was another thing.
Well, Judge is giving us something to think about as his season begins.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He's letting you think, Juan Soto, who? We ain't missed him. Well, this is April, dude.
It's early on.
Let me come back here. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Night of the Game. Other stories in baseball. I mean, you got anything else that you're watching besides this
We've seen Otani throwing.
Yes, we have.
Right?
That.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's going to be there for him. Everybody can't wait to see it. Everybody can't wait to see it.
There's people in our audience enough to remember how much. I mean, there's people who hate the Yankees now. But they really, really for them hated the Yankees. Runner was spending all the money, and they were getting all the players in there, winning the so on and so forth. Oh, here she is.
Yeah,
that was me.
Okay, I believe the Dodgers are ready to take over that mantle.
Again, that's me.
And it's because of what may be coming out of the bullpen or starting these games. I mean, they got everything right now. Now you want to go and get a dude who started the All-Star go back on the mound.
We'll see. I mean, even they got to stay healthy, though. Well, we got Freddie Freeman out now.
Mm-hmm.
He got an injury, something in the shower or something. You know.
He slipped.
Yeah.
I said this watching that first game, though. Padres ain't scared. The Padres are not scared.
We've been waiting on them.
Of anybody.
You know,
they stay healthy.
They had all that talent down there for some time. They threw some money around, you know. And so you expect that to come together at some point. And sure enough, it has.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're going to go down to San Antonio in a little bit, talk to Tim Scarborough. He is there for the national championship. We're going to be talking, man, Florida and Houston.
Yep.
Like I said, I picked Florida way back when. But I've also been talking about Kelvin Sampson and what he's done this year with this team. And I just don't know, Sam. I just don't know. Reach out to him next.
Let's do that.
We've got to wake him up.
You think so? No, he don't.
he's
wide awake. As a matter of fact, I've seen him. I'm following him. He's already up.
All right, cool. Well, he'll be joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You got to wonder, Sam, as we get ready for tomorrow night's national championship game in San Antonio, is this going to be like a home game for one of the teams?
Well, the fact that you have a team playing that is from the state.
Is it going to feel like that, though? In other words, do they have it mapped out in a way where Houston can't dominate the tickets that are going to be given out?
Oh, they're going to try to get them now.
They'll try them, yeah. I imagine.
You know, and especially any of the team that have departed,
mm-hmm.
You know, those folks who have lost. The Houston folks are going to come down there and scoff up them tickets. You're going to see a lot of Houston people.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be like a home game. We'll see how that plays into it. But we're going to welcome our friend. We got to say that because, you know, we mess with each other a lot. So that's when you listen to Tim when he comes on the show, folks know that we are all friendly. We got nothing but love amongst each other, right? He can call me old and whatever else he wants to call me. That's fine. I'm good with that. I'll circle the runways for my shot. It'll come at some point. But have you been Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How's it been down there, buddy? You having fun?
Man, pandemonium is the word that comes to mind, man. Yes, having a blast. I'm exhausted. The energy down here from all four fan bases was just absolutely extraordinary. All the teams are pretty much located on the same street. In you know, four different hotels, but they're all intermingling. I've been in all the lobbies with the different fan bases. And Sam, I think you're right. I think that when Auburn lost that game, I think the Houston fans already were approaching them. Their hotels are very close together. And the Houston fans, I mean, they are energetic, man. And to do what they did last night, oh, my goodness. They're going to try to scoop up as many tickets as they can and make that place have a red out. In the Alamo Dome. So,
oh, you know what? It's funny. You know, I had my question all ready to go here, but he's talking about the colors of the uniforms, and that means they've already decided who's going to be the home team, or one's got to wear one the light colors,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, so that's actually decided before the tournament. They determine which, like Auburn, we already knew they were the top number one seed. I believe Duke was the second, and then Florida, and then Houston.
Okay.
So Houston will be wearing black, or they might wear red, but they're going to be the visiting team, I do believe.
Tim, I had been saying this for the last couple weeks. I have no reason to believe other than the fact it's just some kind of weird feeling tingling in my fingertips, whatever. But I just thought this was the year, and I picked Florida. But Calvin Sampson emerges cutting down the nets. And after his career, it just seems justified. For him to do it the way he's done it this year, three massive comebacks on their ascent to this game, and then doing it in the state of Texas.
It's just extraordinary. And when you think about championship teams, you can look back, especially in college basketball, there's always that one moment where you think, man, if this didn't happen, they wouldn't have even gotten there. You know, think about Tyus Edney in 95. He went coast to coast in the Sweet 16 to win the game by one at the buzzer. They go on to win the national championship. There's been other moments like that where, you know, Christian Laettner throws the ball to Grant Hill. Grant Hill to Laettner. If Laettner doesn't catch that ball and score, Duke doesn't repeat in 1992. So there's been moments. So Florida had their moment in the Elite Eight when they came back from nine down with 2 minutes to go and won that game. Houston definitely had that moment last night. I mean, they were dead three times over. I mean, it was like, you know, it's Sunday, so I won't compare them to a certain deity, but they were more like a higher a horror movie that they just wouldn't die. You know, it was Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, whatever you want to say. Duke had them dead to rights several times. But I got to tell you, to me, I'll give Kelvin a lot of credit, but Duke melted down at the end. They just did. Mm. You know, they had, in the last 10 minutes, they scored one field goal. And even when Houston made the technical foul and gave Duke two free throws, you thought, man, Houston just shot themselves in the foot. Duke kept continuing to shoot themselves in the foot. They said, give me that gun. I'll shoot myself in the foot. I got you, Houston. And as a result, man, wow, Kelvin Sampson is in the championship, and I'm pulling for him now. I mean, he deserves to win it. I'm on your side now, Greg.
Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline. He is at the Final Four. It's been with us throughout March Madness, really throughout this basketball season, Tim Scarborough. And he is social. You can find him at Tim Scar 20 at Tim Scar 20. You left out one part That was that official's call at the end. And some people said, was that a foul or not? That put Houston on the free throw line. I'm not saying that won the game. You had to be there. But a lot of people question that, right?
Sure. And every game, you know, we live in a world of social media now, right? There's going to be a one call in every game. You know, listen, I was on the bad side of that a couple years ago with the Super Bowl. I know what happens. You know, I wasn't one of these people that said, oh, we would have won the game. You can't do that, man. There's too many opportunities. I'm sitting here looking at a shot chart, and what I see is miss, flag, miss, flag, miss, Proctor, miss, Knupel, right? Those guys had their opportunities, and they didn't take advantage of it. And Duke still had the shot to win the game with the best player in the land, and he got a shot that he wanted. He missed it. We got to move on. Yes, I don't think that was a foul, but it wasn't not a foul either, right? It wasn't like he didn't breathe on it. It was contact there. It's a judgment call. The call went against Duke in that moment. We complain all the time that Duke gets all the calls. Now one call goes against them in 35 years, and everybody's up in arms. For you know, you gotta miss me with that one, Sam. I can't do it, man. Because you know, Duke had their opportunities. Houston took that game from them, but Duke melted down. And, you know, they have youth. Duke is one of the younger teams in the country. They have a lot of talent, obviously, but the teams in this Final Four, man, Auburn's team is literally older than the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, you know, you got grown and Duke is a bunch of kids. Cooper Flagg is supposed to be in high school, fellas.
What's he going to do? What is he going to do? I mean, you get an idea if he's going to go a pro. Does he have to go?
No, he does not have to go. He's making money. He could come back, and his NIL deal will be bigger than ever. Caden and Camden Boozer are coming in. So, and now that this salty taste is in his mouth, don't be surprised if Cooper Flagg says, you know what, I'm only 18. I don't need the NBA money right now. I'm coming back. I got to go win this thing. And now I got a whole lot of help because the Boozer twins are for real. I think Caden Boozer has ever been as good as Cooper Flagg. I watched them both in person. I called Boozer twins games when they were sophomores. And my gosh, Duke is going to be ridiculous next year if Cooper Flagg comes back.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I don't even know how to ask this question, but we've got ourselves a new season right now, and it is portal watching. Right? But you really can't be portal watching season because it's not like it's going to start. It's been going on. And I say that, my question to you, Tim, is any conversations you've heard with the folks in your business, the talk within college basketball or college sports period about closing that portal during these, you know, we saw it during the playoff games in football. Are they going to close it during the tournament? So guys aren't transferring while the tournament's going on. What have you heard about that?
So I don't know how you fix that because remember, now this will be a shock to you guys, but there's an academic component to this. These kids have to get to their next school, get their transcripts transferred in, and get their classes selected for the fall. So I don't know how you change the transfer portal timing. Yes, it's very unfortunate. It started 2 weeks ago. And yes, I have talked to several coaches, and I've talked to some former coaches, Tubby Smith. I've over the years, he's been sort of a mentor. And just basically because I run into him all the time, so we started just exchanged telephone numbers. And Tubby says, man, I wouldn't want to coach in this environment. Pete Gillen, former Virginia coach, Xavier, he's a CBS analyst now. He was on my plane. We were waiting for our bags for a long time. We had a really good conversation. I've known Pete for 30 years. He said, man, I miss coaching. I was surprised he said that because he's been out of coaching for 20 years. He said, I miss coaching, but I wouldn't want to coach in this environment. Yes, the transfer portal is a nightmare for these coaches. But listen to this. Think about Petway, Coach Petway at Kennesaw, right?
Yeah.
Had a great year, great recruiting class. Adrian Woolley, we all knew he was going to leave. Petway is a really good coach, and he has his chance to go in that same portal and get another guy just like him. So it's a two-edged sword. It's going to be how you manipulate it. But I don't know how to fix that portal component because there's academics involved. And how do you tell a kid you have to wait while everyone else is snatching up all these classes? So, I mean, we don't think about the academic piece because it seems like pro free agency now, because that's what it is. It's professional free agency, and it's 100% free agency, which is why you have the chaos and the anarchy that we have in college sports, and it's not going to get fixed anytime soon.
Yep. It does seem that way. But I'm sure there's great conversations. What other coaches have you seen? Because people forget that the coaches convention, you named a few, you know, the current coaches, but the retired coaches come back there as well. I'm always tempted when I'm at doing that weekend to just stand in a hotel lobby and just shout, "Hey, coach," and just see folks just turn around.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Not just the ones you know, even guys like me.
And
well,
I'm glad you didn't do it either. It sounds like something a hooker would do.
See, I picture Greg doing that, Sam.
No, I got some common sense. I'm not doing that. I get arrested.
Right. I got you. Yeah, I've seen, I've had street conversations with a few coaches. I talked to Bryce Drew from Baylor. I don't know Matt Painter, but I don't think there's a Final Four that I haven't seen him. So I walked by him, and it's interesting. When I got back to my Airbnb, I was thinking, you know what? The coach he was talking to was Tobin. Tobin Anderson was the coach at Fairleigh Dickinson that beat Purdue as a 16 seed. I should have, like, stopped and listened to that. Take a picture or something. Hey. So that was notable. But, yeah, I mean, you name it. I saw Kelvin Sampson. I was in their hotel when they walked through the lobby. So, I mean, I've seen a ton of coaches. And you're right, Sam, Final Four, you got to look at the faces of people when you're walking by because you might know them. You know, you can't just walk with your head down.
Yeah.
Because, man, the person that walks by seems like, oh, man, I know this guy.
I tell that about people just walking around Atlanta with all the stuff that's being shot here. Absolutely. You never know who you are. But, hey, there's Woody Harrelson. Mike in East Atlanta. Listen, Tim, first of all seriousness, we can't thank you enough for providing the insight that you have, the fun that you have brought in your appearances throughout this college basketball season. And just wanted to thank you, man.
Yeah, man. And appreciate you.
Enjoy the next few weeks. See, you thought I was – no, man. I know what I'm doing up here. And
Greg,
really,
you
too, man. And again, just all kind of positivity coming your way. But before we let you go, give us your thoughts on who's going to win with the women today.
Oh, man. You know, we could have done a whole segment on it.
Well, we got 30 seconds, so hurry up.
Well, okay, in 30 seconds, I would tell you, I'm hoping Dawn Staley wins, but that 29-point beatdown they took that broke their 71-game win streak, the team that did that was UConn.
Yep.
And nor has Dawn Staley. That is going to be a battle for battles. I can't wait to watch that tonight. And I tell you what, UConn's a better team. When they weren't healthy, and that's why they were number two seed. Had they been healthy throughout the entire year, I think UConn would have been the best team in the country. They're proving it now. And that experience, again, we talked about that on the men's side. Nobody has more experience in the Final Four than UConn. Although Dawn's been to the last four or five and won a few.
Yeah.
I think UConn's going to win today. But, man, that's going to be a game. People should tune in and watch that. That is some great basketball.
When it comes to big games, so far, Dawn Staley is like she is the Bill Belichick when it comes to those big ones. She's got to get it. She got to get it done today, though, to make it two. But thank you, Tim. We will be in touch with you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
And enjoy your time in San Antonio.
Safe travels.
Travel safely.
All right, fellas. I appreciate you guys, too, man. And thanks for giving me the cathartic moment where I can actually spew out all this information that's in my head right now. Thank you.
All right. That's Tim Scarborough joining us here. Yeah. She beats him today. Obviously, she will have an overall better record than Eli Manning's, but I will always look at her as – her to GRM is like Eli Manning to Bill Belichick. Don't put Eli and Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
You know
what's going to happen, right?
We're going to wrap things up here a little bit. It's Sam McGregor on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is official. We're going to be out of here in about 20 minutes or so. Turn things over to Grant McCauley. Get you set for Braves game today. Hope everybody keep your fingers crossed.
From the diamond.
Mother Nature stays away. That's right, from the diamond. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll have more tidbits about Major League Baseball right now.
Watching something here on the screen. They're having the annual drive, chip, and putt. This is the only thing that they annually have at Augusta National on the Sunday before the start of Masters Week. And some of the youth golfers in the competition. And a lot of people, I think, are going to really be curious about the course conditions. Obviously, with the storm that came through there, the hurricane that came through, and the damage that was done in Augusta, some damage was done to the course, but in typical Augusta National fashion, you'll never know it
by
what you'll see on TV, right? But it also be a tribute to amazing work that they do to get that course prepared and the visual. I think a lot of people go for the golf, but a lot of people this year, I think, will go and take their cameras for the landscaping and to just see how they restored the course after the storm.
That's a point of pride for them.
Very much.
Throughout the time they've been doing this thing, as I have learned since I've been living here in Georgia, you're going to get nothing else out of the Masters every year. You will just see a beautiful part of America.
Yep. The pictures is something they take an awful lot of pride in. A lot of people come for the golf, but a lot of people come for the course.
Now, you know what's going on this week. When you said that, I had forgotten about this, but I used to talk about this all the time. This week, going on right there on, what is it, North? No, it's Boulevard. I think it's Boulevard. Where is the street that runs along Oakland Cemetery? We're 6 feet under the restaurant.
You got Memorial Drive and Boulevard.
So Memorial, I think it is.
Memorial Drive and Boulevard.
Memorial Drive and Oakland Cemetery, entrance to that, is going to be, you talked about going to the hotel down there in San Antonio and going, hey, coach, and see who turns around.
Yeah.
You're going to see some professional golfers. They make a pilgrimage every year to Oakland Cemetery this week, the days before the Masters, traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been there, and I did a little piece on it, which I think is still up someplace. But They have got garbage cans full in the back in some area of Oakland Cemetery, full of Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods, Fred Couples, you name the golfer over the years, whose golf ball they came and placed on Bobby Jones's headstone.
Yeah.
And they do that every time they come to Augusta.
Hey.
And they did it for years and years and years. And so the guys may not be as well known as those other names that are on the tour right now. But you listen, Rory, all them guys.
Yep.
You know, Phil, they have all come and placed their golf ball. So this week, it ain't sending their caddies. They ain't sending their people. Because they come there and they stand there and they have said, we stand there and look at this headstone and who this dude was.
Well, he's one of the founders of the tournament.
There you go.
One of the founders of the Augusta National and of the Masters. And obviously, Bobby Jones, you know the history through Georgia Tech and East Lake here in town. It was his home course for many, many years and where he's from. His contributions, but always played as an amateur.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Always played as an amateur.
By the way, that 6 feet, Tin Lizzie's over there is closed.
Really?
Yeah, man, you need to put a business up in there.
Let's do that.
Sitting on the balcony there, and on the patio there, they always had great music out there, and then you look over into a cemetery. But it's what that place was, if you know the history of that. Ain't just a regular cemetery.
Right.
This is not out,
The residents.
Exactly.
The people they call the residents.
The people
right?
that there are the residents. You have the areas where they had remains of folks who helped build this city.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a cool area. But you remember the three residents of Oakland Cemetery?
There are more than three.
No, the three famous ones. And the one who's done completely different than everybody else. Bobby Jones, Margaret Mitchell.
Okay.
Everybody in Oakland Cemetery is laid to rest either east and west or north and south. Okay? The only person who isn't is the third resident, and that is Maynard Jackson. And he is angled and lifted. Well, his grave's area there is kind of raised up a little bit, but he is on an angle pointed toward downtown Atlanta. He's the only one.
Only one.
Only one that's on an angle.
Only one that has that.
There you go. Little Oakland Cemetery information. All right, NASCAR, what's going on?
NASCAR is in Darlington this week. And my goodness, they had the Xfinity Series race yesterday. Shout out to our friend Adam Alexander. Brandon Jones was the winner of that, but Chase Elliott finishes second, and Ross Chastain finishes fourth. Could that be something that we watch for in today's Cup Series race, Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain? Could there be some guys, of course, you know, with what they do up at Darlington? William Byron is on the pole there, and Ryan Preece is on the outside of row one with Denny Hamlin and Chase Briscoe making up your second row of the race. Is set to roll off around 3:00 Eastern time today. Some of the rain we see in our forecast here may make it over there by the back end of that race. We have to watch and see, but that is what's going on today. Max Verstappen is your winner. F1, they ran in Japan. They ran that one. He gets the win there overnight.
All right.
Yeah. HBCU All-Star Game. Forgot about that.
Yeah, go ahead,
Travis
man.
Williams was with us. That's also taking place out in San Antonio. But the HBCU All-Stars, the men's game is on CW today starting at 1 o'clock. Women's game will follow that. And the women's game will be on Peacock and NBC Universal. So that's the HBCU All-Star Games, part of Final Four weekend in San Antonio today.
I got a player to watch.
Who you got?
Hey!
In the All-Star Game.
Who's that?
In the males All-Star Game. Alvin Miles from Miles College.
Yeah?
Yeah. He kind of nice. I was looking at some of his tape the other day.
Yeah.
Three-level score.
Who'd you remind you of?
Guard.
Who's going to remind us of a little bit?
Maybe, let's see, who's playing right now I would say he reminds me of? Maybe a little D-Wade. Maybe slightly less aggressive D-Wade.
Okay.
You looked at D-Wade. That put me in front of the TV.
But he handles the ball a little bit, too, so.
Okay.
You know, maybe like a less aggressive, non-dunking Allen Iverson. Because he doesn't dunk, but he covers all three levels. He can slash. He can score. He can handle. High basketball IQ. Yeah, so check it out. CW, look for Miles. Look for Alvin Miles. Miles College.
Okay, speaking of Miles College, and I got something. This is something that's not happening local. This happened over in Birmingham, and I'll tell you why I'm talking about it. Tuesday, April 8th is a big day over in Birmingham. They're going to have an HBCU Magic City Diamond Classic, Miles against Alabama A&M. They're going to play it at Regions Park. That's the current park they have, not Rickwood, the one that they fixed up for the Willie Mays game last year. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing that's happening. They're going to have a sneaker ball. is going to be a sneaker ball because April 8th is the 31st anniversary of Michael Jordan coming to play in Birmingham.
Yay!
Oh, really?
And okay. So that's why they're having a sneaker ball,
sneaker
right?
Ball,
a sneaker
okay.
ball along with baseball because 31 years since Michael Jordan put on the 45 and played minor league baseball in Birmingham
wow.
and bought them that real nice bus to ride.
Well, you know that was a story. That ain't really the case.
Okay.
No, they broke that down in one of the documentaries of his that the guy who owned the dealership donated it.
Donated.
But they said it would make a better story.
Said he did.
Yeah,
right?
He might have had something to do with it, but he didn't just flat out write a $350,000 check. It was a little kind of a combination between the Barons and this dealership.
But they're celebrating that this Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah,
and they should because Nike, I know, has made at least 8 pairs of Baron whatever. Like they will slap that black, white, and gray colorway. On almost well, they try to do it with shoes that make sense. Like they've done the Air Jordan 1, they did the 9 because that was the shoe that came out when he was in Birmingham.
Yeah,
stuff like that. So like, I have the 9, I have like 2-1, 3 pair of ones.
Hang on a second, he was there. They came out with 9 different baseball shoes.
No, not 9 different baseball shoes. The Air Jordan 9.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't on the court to play in it. So when Nike did the whole Baron,
when
shoes
you said
to get
that,
us
though,
to
that's
go
what
buy I'm, stuff,
yeah.
they put it on that silhouette
gotcha.
Because
okay.
that's the one that would have been at that time with 94. Yeah, that's the one that would have been out in 94 when he was in Birmingham.
Yeah, when they were playing over the Hoover.
Those are the little mini connections they make to get the money out of my pocket, Greg. that's the small little stuff they come up with.
They make it work,
to get
don't
the
they?
Money out. That's called storytelling. That's what gets the money out the pocket.
That's what I do.
They put the 45 on the back and everything.
I got that jersey.
I got that one too.
They make it work now.
My pockets work.
I was at that game here in Atlanta when he wore it here and hit that shot right at the end and went and pumped on him. I was at that game.
Hey!
Yeah. So. Hey, again, Sam and Greg.
Speaking of that, we got Hawks today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was about to dunk that out.
Go ahead. Yeah, man.
You can't get in front of a TV today. We have got, first of all, let's start with the Women's National Championship game. Pre-tip at 2:30, tip at 3. And then Hawks versus Utah, pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. We got that for you. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have the Men's National Championship game right here. And then Tuesday, as you just talked about today, we got the Hawks down there with Max in Orlando. So, these guys got to get going. But what happens Wednesday after the Hawks Orlando? We have got the Masters tonight.
Okay.
Starting on Wednesday. We will have Masters coverage for you right here, starting from the par 3 on. Well, we won't cover the par 3, but that's when Wednesday
is. Yeah, Wednesday. That's after the par 3 final
Thursday,
practice round.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have got Masters tonight. Every night.
Outstanding.
That's what we're here for, right?
Yep.
All right, before we get on out of here and turn things over to Grant McCauley, I heard something this past week I've been kind of talking about throughout the show, and you know how, I am with the movies, and you're a big Indiana Jones fan. I'm a big James Bond fan. But this is going to come full circle here. So there's been a rumor out there, and Pierce Brosnan, since he's out promoting Mobland, the TV show, I watched that.
Was it good?
Yeah, I just watched the one episode. It's hard looking at him being something other than suave and sophisticated.
Yeah.
He's the boss, but he's not anything like a Pierce Brosnan I've seen in a while. Tom Hardy could eat a sandwich, and they got my money. That dude just sucks me in. I don't ever know what he's going to do next, and Helen Mirren. But he's out promoting the show, and of course he gets pummeled with the James Bond questions. But here's the rumor that he actually heard. When Barbara Bacula and whoever the other person is who took over the franchise, Barbara Bacula's Cubby Bacula's daughter,
right.
and whoever the other person's name is, but they turn things over. They have a partnership with Amazon, okay? Everybody's complaining, Jeff Bezos is going to be in charge of James Bond. Well, no, but technically, yes. Not him per se, but Amazon was given creative license to decide what happens, creative direction for the next James Bond. Who is it going to be? How's this going to play out? And it kind of smacks about how people who are Star Wars fans feel about Disney owning it. Because every time you turn around, there's a new Disney Star Wars thing, and it's watered it down. But here's where we're going with this. People have been saying that they're hearing that they want to bring Pierce Brosnan back, or there's rumors of bringing him back as an elder statesman James Bond, because he's still, good looking.
Yeah, right.
But they're talking about bringing him back, okay? My thing is, nah, I don't want to see that. If you're going to monkey around with it and not do what you've been doing, then use the technology. We just saw an Indiana Jones movie where they took Harrison Ford back to when he was 30 years old. We saw The Irishman where they put Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro back when they were 30, 40 years old. If you're going to bring Pierce Brosnan back, then do The Elder Statesman, but then use the technology where you go back to 92 Pierce Brosnan, GoldenEye, if you're going to use him.
If you're going to do that, right?
Because Roger Moore's gone.
Right.
Sean's gone. Nobody remembers Timothy Dalton and George Lazenby. I think Lazenby's gone too. So, and Daniel Craig just shut it down.
Right.
He's not going back. So if he's the one, if Pierce Brosnan's the one, you do that. You also do that with Indiana Jones too. You know, but I think that Steven Spielberg, you know, I hope he becomes a success in this business. He should have started.
You think so? Maybe.
He should have started switching things around with Indiana Jones.
He potentially has a bright future.
Yeah. But he should have did it then when he brought James Bond on as his father, I believe. And if you started rotating the Indiana Joneses back then, that's a franchise that could have gone to decades just like James Bond, as opposed to jamming us with five or six ones with Harrison Ford, who we all love.
Yeah.
But doing these stunts, and you know, it's just not believable anymore.
He's doing a good job with that Jeep commercial he's got right now.
Oh, no. My name's not that. I'm just saying, if you're going to incorporate, it's going to be an interesting watch, but Amazon's got their hands on that, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you, Noel, for today. We had some fun today, didn't we?
Nice time.
We ran through. We had some dancing. We had some cussing. We had some, just had lots of fun on this show. I want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We'll be back next week. Grant McCauley is in here next from the Diamond. Join us to let you know what's going on with this Braves team. And everybody, keep your fingers crossed that the weather does not hamper a full nine innings out there at Truist today. Again, Mr. Crenshaw, have yourself a big day.
You do as well.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday. It is Sam and Greg back next week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.